Yeah, I believe it is, says he. Although I don't think that Jose Mourinho has written a love letter, as it was put in the in the Independent where this story broke. I don't think it was a love letter at all. I think it was something a bit more forensic than that. Essentially, his analysis of Manchester United's squad, you know, the strengths, the weaknesses, what could be done if a manager such as him was to take over. And I think it's very plausible that he would do that because he's done that before. When he was trying to get the job at Barcelona, and before that again when he was trying to get the job at Liverpool. This is just the way he works.
Apart from those one or two instances, and apart from the fact that it's Jose Mourinho, it does seem unusual. Do you think it would happen on other occasions at other clubs with other individuals and big-name managers?
Well, I think Mourinho is a little bit unusual. And I think Mourinho is a proactive kind of individual. I mean, at the moment he's without a job. It's clear that he would like to have the Manchester United job. The question is, what's he going to do about it? Is he simply going to wait there and hope that this time they appoint him? You know, I mean, it didn't work on a previous occasion when they chose to appoint David Moyes rather than him. I can see that Jose Mourinho's agent, George Mendes, his agent, has put out a statement which appears to deny that this letter was sent to Manchester United. But if you look at the statement, it doesn't actually deny anything. It's one of these vague non-denial type statements. It does not cross anyone's mind that a manager such as Jose Mourinho is writing letters to clubs asking for a job. It's absolutely ridiculous and totally absurd. But of course, that's not what the letter is supposed to be. The letter isn't a job application. The letter is more of an analysis, just so that they know here's a guy who's thinking hard about the resources they have and what they could be doing better. So, you know, the denial doesn't actually deny the story.
The fact that George Mendes has denied this, is that because it's probably disrespectful that Mourinho's put themselves forward for a job that isn't there? LVG still in the job?
Well, typically, I don't actually think that would be a major concern of George Mendes, though it may be of Jose Mourinho, who, let's remember, is, you know, Louis van Gaal was his mentor back in the day. He worked for him at Barcelona as one of his coaches. I think it's more a question of, you know, these football men never like to be seen to be asking for a job. It's never a suggestion anybody likes. You know, the idea that to put in an application for a job is somehow shameful is something that you hear quite a lot in football. It's like the club has to come and ask him. Now, I think Mourinho is a little bit more realistic than that. He realizes this is a job it's worth lobbying a little bit for. And I think that's why he's taking this approach. But that may also be why George Mendes, his agent, is denying it, or at least is appearing to deny it, if you don't look too closely at what he's saying.
Finally, Ken, and very briefly, if you would, how long has LVG got left in the hot seat at Old Trafford?
Well, I'm surprised that he's still there, to be honest. And I think when you look back at the preview, I mean, I think the main thing keeping him in the job at the moment is the fact that he's Ed Woodward's man. Ed Woodward hired Louis van Gaal. And if Louis van Gaal turns out to be a failure, then that looks bad for Ed Woodward because he previously appointed David Moyes as well, and that didn't go well either. If you remember what happened with David Moyes,
Yeah. He
was sacked pretty much the day after it became mathematically clear that Manchester United could not qualify for the Champions League.
Yeah.
It could be that Louis van Gaal is in a similar situation.